Blog Talk Radio.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by Amber Waves Hair Salon, where every day is a good hair day. Amber Waves, located in downtown Naperville.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Well, good morning, everybody. Hey, guys. Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show on Internet Radio. The good show, I like to call it. It airs every Thursday morning from 9:30 until 10. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. So happy that you are joining me today. Thanks for tuning in to the very first Dolly McCarthy Show. And just what can you expect from my shows? Well, let me tell you. Each week, I'll bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and I promise at least one good laugh, if not more. I'm also welcome to taking your calls, so do call me. Tell me your opinions, your thoughts. Ask my guests. I'm going to have quite a few guests on every week. Ask my guests any questions you may have, or call in and tell me anything funny you want to add. Or I'm all ears, especially when it comes to jokes and fun stories. The number to call is 347-945-7215. Yes, give us a call. That's 347-945-7215. And yes, we have two good guests on the Dolly McCarthy Show today. I'm excited to have Marty Carlin, the creator of the air freshener Stankout, that's quickly gaining popularity among kids. And we'll talk to Marty about Stankout and what's behind it. And then my second guest today is Beth Norman, the author and creator of Simply Intentional, Parenting with a Passion. I'm looking forward to talking to Beth. She's a mother of four, and parents out there, you're going to want to listen in because she has some excellent tips for parents on how to do an even better job than what you're already doing as a parent. So looking forward to talking to both of them in a few minutes. Did you happen to notice the little theme I got going on here with the show? It's all good. The good show, that's what I like to call it. It's all about the good times that is, and that's exactly what this half hour is all about, and it's all good. Let me tell you, it's all good. All right, I know for those of you that are just listening in and don't know me that well, I want to just start out briefly to let you know I'm a mother of five. I'm in my early 40s. I can't believe I just said that. I live in a suburb about 30 miles south of Chicago in a town called Naperville. Some affectionately call it or refer to this town as Naperbury. It's a little play off the perfect world in Mayberry, and I know many of my listeners will need no explanation about where Mayberry is exactly located. But we have a little version of it out here in Naperville. But as I said, I'm very close to Chicago. That's where I grew up. Let's see, I'm one of 13 brothers and sisters. We grew up on the northwest side of Chicago, off of Addison, just a few miles down the street from where I work now, the WGN Studios, WGN Chicago. I work for their sister station, CLTV News, which is a 24-hour news channel. And, yes, it's not very far from Wrigley Field, if you're familiar with that area. Yes, I am a Cubs fan, crazy Cubs fan. I love the Cubs. Who doesn't? Who doesn't love the Cubs, right? You know, there's something about that stadium, the ivy, the feeling you get in there. Growing up, many times I had took the Addison bus down the street to see my beloved Cubs. So, yes, I am a huge Cubs fan and thrilled to be working at WGN. But my main job is being a housekeeper, laundry specialist extraordinaire, a.k.a. lady in charge, the boss of everybody. I tell my kids living under my roof, so... I told you. See, there, I told you we'd have good laughs on this show, and there you have it. So now you know a little bit about the gal you're listening to now. We also have on the show, we like to have trivia in my house, and my 10-year-old bookworm daughter came up with a trivia question for me to throw out there for all my listeners on the show. And I'm just going to put it out there because I think it's hilarious. I think it's a good one. And I'm curious to know how much you all know about the bugs among us. Here's the question, and I really, really hope that you'll call in. As I mentioned the number in the beginning of the show, I'll mention it again. Call in, give me your answer. We'll have the answer later in the show, and I'll be sure to take those calls. The prize, wait for it, sorry, absolutely nothing this week, but you do have the pride and joy of knowing you're smarter than the rest of my callers. You know, maybe in the future I'll give away free coffee mugs or trips to London. Who knows? But for now, the satisfaction is just all yours that you got the answer correct. Okay, what is the trivia question? Stop talking, Dolly, and tell us the trivia question. Here it is. Think about this. Call me up. Let me know what the answer is. How long? Now, this is from my 10-year-old bookworm daughter. She just had a book about insects and bugs. And she said, how long can a cockroach live with its head cut off? I wish I had a laugh track here. But that's it. So I wonder how long. I know we could not live very much, very long after we got our heads cut off. Oh, God, isn't that disgusting? But let's just see what everybody thinks about this one. Give us a call. The number to call is 347-945-7215. And it's all good. Cockroaches. Yeah, all good. All righty, now, here's the good news. Today is the last day of February. We have one more day to go in this month, and one more day until the weekend. So that's good news. We're that much closer to summer, folks. And if you're a listener who lives in any part of the country or the world, for that matter, outside of the Midwest, and we do have listeners all over the country, internationally. So take a moment here, get yourself a refill on your beverage, because we're going to talk now about this horrific winter that we've had, in my opinion. I know we're supposed to be talking about good news here, but the good news is that it's almost over. This has been the worst winter ever. Not much snow, just windy and cold, freezing temps. But we finally recently just got some snow. So it has been too cold to go outside and play. My kids love to go sledding, and we just haven't done much of that because, well, I have to take the blame for that. Mom just does not like the cold. And it's been cold and rainy and windy most of this winter. But, my kids finally did get out. I have to bring a plate of cookies over to my neighbor, Stephanie, because she took my kids sledding over there on Rotary Hill. And I didn't go only because I had to work. But I wouldn't have gone if I was home because it was too cold. So anyway, the good news is we've got one more day of February. We're that much closer to summer. And the weekend is here. All right, we're talking good news. It's almost March. And the other good news about this day is we're one more day away from March, and that is one of my favorite months because not only is it my birthday month, but in this month we start to see those tiny buds start to peek up through the mud, and that excites me so much that the flowers will be blooming soon. I love to garden, so that's exciting for me. My birthday is March 10th, and I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but I am celebrating in a big way because my girlfriend Gina surprised me last week with, can I brag a little here? Gina, you are just amazing. She surprised me with pink tickets, and you're not going to believe where we're sitting because, and I have to brag about this because usually anytime I go to a concert, I'm always in the nosebleed seats. But this time, my girl Gina went all out, and she got tickets for us. Front row. We are in the pit, the dancing crazy mosh pit for Pink. I think Gina and I are going to be the only ones over 40 in that pit. It's going to be hilarious. So I'm excited about that. Gina, I love you. Thank you. I'm still pinching myself. I can't believe we're going to see Pink. That's the best birthday present ever. So that's the good news, folks, at least for me. I mean, you can be happy for me, right? Call me in. Call us, listeners, and let me know some good news on your end. The number to call is 347-945-7215. You can also take a stab at our trivia question today. How long does a cockroach live with its head cut off? The answer may surprise you. All right, we're moving on. We have history in the making today on the Dolly McCarthy Show. My first guest has the honor of being the very first guest ever on the Dolly McCarthy Show. My friend Marty Carlin is here. Marty, yes. How are you?
I'm doing great, Dolly. How you doing?
Great. Marty is a good guy. He always cracks me up. I swear, I tell Marty this all the time, that he needs to do stand-up, and I think all he has to do is go up to the mic and just smile at everybody. He's got that look about him that makes you want to laugh. I don't know what it is, Marty, and I mean that in the nicest way. I'm not picking on you.
To say. Was that a nice way?
I meant a nice way. Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show, Marty. So good to have you as my first guest. Marty is the creator of Shank Out. Marty, let me hear you say it because it's such a funny word.
Stank Out.
Stank Out. Maybe I'm saying it wrong. Am I saying it wrong? Stank Out.
It's Stank Out. S-H-T-A-N-K-O-U-T.
Okay, you
got to
get that T in there. I love that word. It's such a funny word. Now, how did you come up with this idea? It's one of those plush, cushy toys, and it's an odor eliminator. Tell us how you created this.
Yeah, it's an odor eliminator product. As I was cleaning out my daughter's dance bag about a year ago, as I was taking out her old smelly ballet slippers, I had a blurt out, man, this bag stinks. And she immediately said, Dad, what did you just say? And so I went ahead and explained to her what the word was and what it meant. And over the next couple months, my kids, you know, ran around the house saying stank because I think they think they're saying something bad. You know, kids like to get away with that. So that was sort of where the idea was born, out of a smelly dance bag.
And the purpose of creating this toy, there's a greater purpose for this, isn't there?
There is a greater purpose. Stank Out is an odor eliminator plush toy collectible that kids put in their lockers, backpacks, gym bags, hockey bags, dance bags, anywhere they need to get the stank out. And a portion of the proceeds benefits Duchenne muscular dystrophy and juvenile diabetes because my son, who's 10, has Duchenne muscular dystrophy. So that was sort of the driving force behind, inventing this product.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Duchenne's, isn't that the most common form of muscular dystrophy, especially among young boys?
It is. There's 1 in 3,500 boys have Duchenne, which is basically degeneration of their muscles. And, over time, the boys become unable to walk. And, their lifespan is cut much shorter, ultimately because of heart failure. So, yeah, it sucks.
Well, and they're born with that. It's not something they catch. It's genetic.
It's a genetic disease that they have they have one of their genes that makes this protein for your muscles doesn't work right. And so they don't make this protein, which is necessary for everyone's muscles to stay intact, if you will.
Mm-hmm. And so a portion of all the proceeds from the Shank Out product, which is just so adorable, Marty had given me some samples and I shared them with my five kids and they love them. They brought them to school, put them in their school locker, and it's hilarious because last week was open house and my youngest Molly said, Mom, come and check out my locker. And I thought she was going to show me how neatly organized it was. Well, no, she opened the locker. She said, smell. Can you smell the fresh air? And she told me all of her friends that want a Shank Out. So it is really popular at my kids' schools. And you don't need to give my kids a commission, Marty, at all, because just send more Shank Outs. They love it.
Send,
they love them.
And, in fact, the winner of your cockroach question, we will send some Shank Outs to. So now you have a prize for them.
You saved me. Awesome. All right, callers, call in. Whoever wins and finds comes close to the answer, let's put it that way, you get a Shank Out. Marty has, like I said before, this is the portion of all the proceeds for the sale of Shank Out go to support Duchenne muscular dystrophy and juvenile diabetes as well. Marty, I know that you have a gala every year. It's called Rally for Ryan, and that's a gala to support your son and research to help end Duchenne.
Yes.
And then do you have any kind of walk coming up?
Yeah, we do. We have actually partnered with the MDA, who does the the Labor Day telethon, for many, many years with Jerry Lewis. And we have partnered with them that the portion of the proceeds from Shank Out will go to the MDA for Duchenne research. There's also a walk coming up at Soldier Field on April 6th between 8 a.m. and 12 p.m. where the people get to walk around Soldier Field. I don't think on the field, but I think around the concourse. And it should be fun. There's going to be, jumpy houses and all kinds of other neat things for the kids to do and for the adults to do.
Well, I'm going to be there. I'm all signed up. I'm going to be there. So come out to that walk on April 6th. Join me and Marty will be there.
And if anyone wants any more information, they can go to walk.mda.org. And you can find there's walks all over the country. So you can find all the information there.
Mm-hmm. And you also have a Facebook page. So like Stank Out on Facebook.
And tweet.
Oh, Twitter too? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Now let me spell it for you all out there so you know how to find it. It's spelled Stank Out. It's spelled S-H-T-A-N-K out. Simple as that. So
perfect.
Like him on Facebook and follow Stank Out on Twitter. And there's also a Rally for Ryan Facebook page as well. You can like that as well. And
yeah, and Rally, just so you know, Rally for Ryan is going to be a major sponsor of this this walk, this muscle walk, as they call it, on April 6th. So, you know, we're excited to be involved with that also, as well as Stank Out will be sponsoring it. So,
where can people find these cute plush little toys?
Well, these cute plush little toys can be found on Amazon. So if you look up Stank Out on Amazon, you'll find them. They're also available so far at one of the Walgreens here in Naperville on 87th and 59, at Oswald's Pharmacy, at Learning Express in Naperville, at the Soccer Edge in Naperville, up in Northbrook at Dunbrook Pharmacy, and believe it or not, we actually have them in Langley, British Columbia, Canada, at a store called Science and Nature. So,
oh, fantastic.
We've only been out with the product for a couple of weeks, so you know, we're ramping up as quick as we can because there does seem to be quite a bit of interest.
You also just came from a toy show in New York. And, you know, Marty, I'm going to have you on the show again because I want to hear about your experience with all of that. And but you do have a jingle that you said that you came up with your kids. And so do you have that so we can play that for our viewer or visitors?
I do. I do. You want me to go ahead and
play
it?
Yeah, that'd be great. And remember, there's a Facebook page. Check out the pictures on there, but here is a little jingle commercial for Stank Out.
Get a Stank Out. Get a Stank Out. Does your sports bag really reek or your locker really stink? Get a Stank Out. Get a Stank Out. Does your mom start to cry when your backpack opens wide? Get the Stank Out. Get a Stank Out. This is something you should buy because it helps charities worldwide. Get the Stank Out. Get the Stank Out.
So,
I love it.
So that is our jingle. We actually, unfortunately, that was the one on my phone that didn't have the music. The real one has music behind it, so it's really quite poppy. And I think the kids want to do one of those flash mobs with the Stank Out song. So that'll be interesting as we plan that. So.
Oh, that's fantastic. And that was the voice of your daughter, one of your daughters, right?
Yeah, that's my daughter Brittany, who's a junior at Waubonsie Valley. I also have a daughter Lauren, who's a junior at Waubonsie, daughter Cassidy, who is at Still Middle School, an eighth grader, and my son Ryan, who is 10 at White Eagle Elementary School.
Well, Marty, it's been great. It's been a pleasure and so good to talk to you today and spread the word about Stank Out and all the good you're doing for Duchenne muscular dystrophy. So continued success to you and to Stank Out. Check them out on Facebook, like them on Facebook, and follow them on Twitter. Thanks so much, Marty, for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Dolly. I really appreciate it. Bye-bye now.
Wow! I feel good. Feel good.
All righty. So much fun talking to Marty there. Well, let's move on to my next guest today. She's such a good gal. We have Beth Norman in the house. Beth, how are you?
Hi, Dolly. Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, well, thanks. So you're making history, too, because you are my second guest on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Beth is a mother of four. She's also the creator and writer of Simply Intentional, Parenting with a Purpose, and she, too, has a Facebook page. I just love that Facebook page, Beth, because you have so many inspirational, uplifting posts and pictures, and there's even a picture on there right now of two boys in a cardboard box, and it's like a makeshift ship, and they're playing pirate, and, you know, it just shows in that picture how childhood is so, it happens so quickly and how precious that is because those moments just fly by. And as a parent of five myself and you a parent of four, you know, our days just fly by. And And I don't know about you, but I lie there at night thinking how I did that day and how I can do better. So you know what? You tell us, what is your what was the purpose of creating this? Did you have an aha moment?
You know, I did have an aha moment long ago, and I had four kids, and they were in car seats, and you know, four of them in a car, and I think what happened is that I tried to busy myself outside of the home, and you know what? I started getting involved in things, and I was on overload. And I one day, and it was my moment. I pulled up, and the kids were crying and needing, and you know, I was being short with them. And all of a sudden, I just felt very impressed as I pulled back up into my driveway. That I felt that I was impressed with even God telling me, you know what? This is your ministry, and it is within your four walls, and it is a worthy path that you're on. So from that moment, I decided, that's it. I don't need to go out and volunteer to get worth. My worth is right here in my car. So that's my moment. And,
absolutely.
And went from there.
Absolutely. It's so important the message you're putting out there, because there are so many young moms out there that, and I was one of them,
mm-hmm.
you know, I didn't know how to parent.
Right.
And you do what your parents did, because that felt right and you turned out okay.
Right.
But you always want to do it better. And it's so true. You just have to stop and say, what am I doing here? Even when you have moments, like this morning with my own children, getting them out the door in the morning, ooh, it's a nightmare sometimes.
It's tough work.
It's so tough. But and if you blow it, you know what you got to do, right? What do you do, Beth? When you have moments where you blow it, how do you recover?
You thank God for a new day and a new chance, because you know what? Kids are very resilient. And, you know, even that picture that you were talking about on the Facebook page, the simplicity of just a cardboard box. You know, kids don't need much, and they're so happy with something. You know, when you get a refrigerator or, you know, the box that comes, the kids just hours and hours with a box.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Yes. And I know, I speak from experience, because I know when my kids were young, it was all about, okay, where can we go? What can we do? How can I spend money to enhance their lives? And it really isn't that. It's just the simplicity of a cardboard box.
Right.
And that just, when I saw your Facebook page, that was inspiring right there, that picture right there, because it said, all your kids really need, right, is
right.
the love and your attention.
Right.
So I know you've got some great ideas. I know our listeners would love some ideas, some parenting ideas, parenting with passion and purpose, and being intentional. Tell us, what are your proven, tried and true ideas that you've used and have worked for your family?
Well, you know, I would say that it's twofold. It is, one, I'm a creator of ideas, but the other side is I'm a collector of great ideas. So I think I devoured every book that was written on raising children. That was my passion. So, you know, I try to go through my days, go through life with intention, and not adding so much to your day, because you're filled up with to-do things already, but very simple. It's
mm-hmm.
like
mm-hmm.
say you're driving in a car, and I raise my children this way. You hear an ambulance, so you're driving in the car anyway. Why not tell your kids, you know what, you should pray for that person that's in that ambulance, and we would all do that.
I love that. I do that too.
Right?
I do that too.
And
I love that.
It's funny because, you know, I have, my oldest is now 22, and we go 22, 20, 16, and 14. And I truly believe that every time they now hear the siren, they will remember. You know, it's
yeah.
just etched. And it's like, why not do that with your time?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a good one.
Another thing that we used to do, you know, I really wanted my kids to learn the patriotic songs of our country. So we would have a race. Every time we would get into the car, the last person who was caught seat buckling would have to sing a patriotic song like the national anthem. I mean,
I
why
love
not?
That. Yeah.
You have to buckle up anyway. You want to teach your kids to get into the habit, and made it fun.
Oh, that's really.
And now they know the words to some patriotic song,
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
know.
You mentioned, too, on your Facebook page at one point, I saw a peacemaker jar. What is that about?
Okay, the peacemaker jar, that was a staple in my kitchen. And I had a jar, and I filled it with chocolate kisses. And my kids would have to get caught at keeping the peace. You know, how siblings fight and your house can get crazy. If I caught them being the bigger person or keeping their mouth closed or making the peace, I would say I'd make a huge deal of it, where the other child that wasn't keeping the peace saw the attention was put on the other child that was keeping the peace. And they would be like, really, really, I get to go to the peacemaker jar, get a piece of chocolate. Could be any time of the day. But that's the only way that they can go into the jar is being caught. And what happened eventually is that the other siblings would come and say, you know what, I saw so-and-so doing this. And then I would go to that person and say, hey, you know what, your brother told me that you created peace within this situation. So it was something that spread. And you know what, not only was your child learning how to, well, first of all, not only do you get peace in the house, but your children are being taught self-control, which is a great virtue.
Wow. Well, Beth, you have so many wonderful ideas, and I think I'm going to have you on again for a whole half hour, because this is so important. Is there any other job that's more important than parenting? So
there
we need to have more time to talk. We have about 4 minutes left on the show, and I had quite a few callers that called in. I saw the switchboard light up, and unfortunately, I didn't get to them, so I lost some of those callers, and I want to just put it out there again to all my listeners out there. Please feel free to call in, because at this point, I do want to hear your answers about the cockroach question. The cockroach question, how long can a cockroach live with its head cut off? Courtesy of my 10-year-old daughter, Caitlin. That was her question we put out there, and I love that. It's kind of gross, but it's all good, right? So callers, please call in 347-945-7215. That's 347-945-7215. I'd love to take your calls. I'm sorry. Oh, I got a caller right now. Beth, would you stay on the line and help me with this call? Let's see. I'm getting used to the switchboard here and how it all works. Let me get this caller on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hi there. You're on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Who am I talking to?
Hey, Dolly. Hey, Beth. It's Lisa Ganji.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi there.
Historic moment, the first caller on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Lisa, do you have an answer to our trivia question today, our good-to-know trivia question?
I have a ballpark guess. Is that going to be good enough?
Go for it. And you know what? You're going to get a shank out regardless.
Okay.
Another beautiful great mother, I have to add.
All right, Lisa, what's
you.
Your answer there?
That. My guess is a week to 10 days.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I'm thinking because I know that there's a lot of insects out there that don't breathe through their mouth and nose like we do. They breathe through their, like, thorax or something. So how about that? Week? 10 days?
You know what? That is a very good answer. You know what the answer is?
What?
Several days. So that's all I got. Several days. That was what it was in her book, several days. Can you believe that? Can you imagine a headless cockroach running around your house?
It's so creepy.
It is very creepy. But I've never even seen a cockroach. I don't even know what a cockroach looks like.
Oh,
all right,
lucky
Lisa,
you.
Thank
well,
you
I used
so
to live
much
in France, so I've
for
seen
your
many.
Call, and you'll be sure to get a stank out. We really appreciate your call. Beth, thank you again for being on the show.
My pleasure, Dolly.
We are now at the end of the show, near the end, and I want to leave it on a good note. One of my favorite things to do with my girls is to curl up and watch or go on Pinterest. It's one of those social media sites. They love to look at all the how-to hair creations, and I go right to the quotes section. I love reading them, and they're so inspirational. Some are funny. I found a quote by a guy named Doug Horton. I don't know who he is, but he's a wise man. And he says, life is good when we think it's good. Life is bad when we don't think. And on that note, I want to tell all my listeners, stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Thanks again to my good guests, Marty Carlin with Shank Out and Beth Norman, Simply Intentional Parenting with Passion. You guys were great. Thanks to the callers and to those callers that I missed. And to all my listeners, thanks for tuning in. And don't forget to like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. I'm Dolly McCarthy. I hope you'll come back and listen next week for another half hour of the Dolly McCarthy Show with lots of good news, good guests, and a good laugh. So long, everybody. Thanks for listening.
I feel nice. That sugar is fine.